Algernon, thanks for joining us. We have some big news with the Aggie Shark Tank. Now, what was the winning pitch?
I guess you could say that one of the big winners in terms of startup funds was for a product developed by Ajit. I hope I'm not pronouncing that name incorrectly, but Ajit Khanna, who has a company called Open Lab, developed a mosquito saliva trap. This is a trap that it captures the mosquito. It takes a saliva sample, and then his company will make a 3D model. And what this does is it helps catch mosquito-borne illnesses as a kind of early warning system. And instead of dissecting the mosquito in a process that takes a lot of time and money, it's actually a much quicker and cheaper way of getting a warning when there are mosquito-borne illnesses.
Wow, that's fascinating research. And also an interesting way to start the Monday Business Watch. So that's pretty amazing. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that research. And congratulations to that student. Moving on, we have some good news, actually, with Toucan Market. I know it was announced a couple months ago, that they were going out of business. We thought we had some potential news. They may stay in business, and we have an update.
This was a long time coming. So Toucan Market announced in August that it was closing after 13 years, and this was an early actor in the grocery market, and for a while it was the only game in for the southern tip of Las Cruces. So Bob Bauer was one of the two owners. He was able to secure funding to buy out his partner and keep the business going, because after he announced that he was going out of business, and he swears that they really were going to go out of business, customer response was so enormous that it caught the attention of a lender, and they were able to find a way to keep it going. And the moral of that story is talk to your local community bank. If you have an idea, or if you're in business and you have a problem, it doesn't hurt to go and talk to your bank about what might be possible and how they might be able to help.
We have a new business that has opened up at Mesilla Valley Mall. I actually walked past this last weekend and had to do a double take on what was happening there. A new virtual reality kiosk. Tell us about that.
So if you're walking down the mall, sort of near the food court and the T-Mobile, there's this pair of eggshell-shaped sort of booths. And if you're wondering what that is, this is a virtual reality kiosk. And you can sit in these booths, you wear the virtual reality goggles, and you go through these simulations of roller coasters or flying or hang gliding. I discovered that I am not Air Force material when I sat in one of these and tried it out for myself. But there are 9 different scenarios or games, and it's the first entry into this for Las Cruces. Cities our size generally have virtual reality booths or kiosks. There are even virtual reality arcades in some larger cities. Yeah. This is a startup. He's starting with 2 and hoping to expand.
All right. Well, that's exciting news. Some news that some folks may be aware of. Last month, the Land and Water Conservation Fund expired. Do we have any news on that? And I know there's some folks who are really concerned about that.
This fund has been around since 1964, and it's expired a couple times in its history. Sometimes Congress doesn't act in time. They miss deadlines. And let's explain what this fund is. So this fund, no tax dollars go into this fund. What happens is that money from oil and gas leases is invested into this fund that is then used for conservation projects. So you think about it, it's money coming from a non-renewable source being invested into renewable sources, parks, water projects, conservation projects, sanctuaries, things like that. For a state like New Mexico, which has a $1 billion outdoor industry, it matters. This is about jobs and it's about industry. And so when it expired at the end of the month, there was a big local response. New Mexico Senator Martin Heinrich, who sits on the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, has been really fighting to get a bill out of committee to reauthorize this fund, make it permanent, fully fund it. In recent years, the politics have changed, and so it's only been authorized for a couple of years at a time, and the funding has been cut, and that means less money for even local projects. An example is Apodaca Park here in Las Cruces, where the city of Las Cruces is trying to get a matching grant because they can't afford to rebuild that park and do the things that the park needs right now. But if they can get matching money from this fund, then they can do it. And so the fund really does matter at a local level.
Algernon, thank you so much for joining us again for the Monday Business Watch. We'll talk with you next week.
Ciao.